Viter and Shasvir and Zvachim Dav Kuf Yud, picking it up on the top of the page by the next part of the Mishnah. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down. Vikulan Shechasru. And if any of these are chaser, are lacking, reduced even a little bit, and one of them brought it up as a carbon outside, he's not going to be chayv. Yibaylu. Chisaron de chutz, shmei chisaron, alo shmei chisaron, is the reduction, the chisaron of a carbon, of a non-blood carbon that happens outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that considered like it went down and therefore it's disqualified to pot or someone who burns outside? Or is it not considered a disqualifying type of reduction? Do we say that since the carbon left the Azar, it became possible by the fact it went out? What do I care if it went down or if it has more? Right? Even if it went down, somebody brings it up, is makriv it outside, is going to be chayav. Maybe yotzei the isay to be ene in, if a carbon with a, the isa be'ene, that with the psul of leaving its area exists in its entirety, when it's chayav for burning outside, the less it be'ene lo, but if it's not be'ene, if it doesn't have its entirety, then not. Amar Abaye Toshma, let's see, Rabbi Elazar, poter achi yakav, it's kula, and you put there until you do all of it. See, it's got to be all of it. All of the carbon has to be there. Amar le Rabbi Barav Chanan, Abaye, midi Rabbi Elazar, poshet mar, midi Rabbi Elazar, poshet mar, is it from Rabbi Elazar's din that Abaye answered this? You're coming from Rabbi Elazar, is that where it's coming from? But this question is only about the ones who argue on Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar, there's no question. There was never a question over there. But according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no issue because he holds that even if the entire carbon is still there, if one does less than its full volume, it's going to be putter. So one is certainly going to be putter for burning if it's less. The question is only about the Chachamim hold that one who burns even part of a carbon is going to be chayev. But they agree that one is potter for burning a reduced offering. Amar Abaye, Amar Le. So Abaye said, "Beferish Shmieli minei the Rav." I heard this explicitly from Rav. Ad kad lo pligi rabbanan alei derbi alazar elo de isa beine. The rabbis only argue with him because they said about something that's existed in its entirety. But in the case where it's reduced, they admit to him that one who burns is not going to be chayev. Lav de chatz bechutz. It wasn't Rav talking about a case of offering a carbon that became reduced outside. So we see even the chacham hold that one who burns a carbon that was reduced outside does not become chayev. Lo de chatz bifneim. It's talking about a case that it became reduced inside. That's what it's talking about. But if it became outside, the chachamim may behold that he's going to be chayev. Tashma, let's take a look. V'kulin shechasav v'krivan b'chutz pater, lav d'chasav b'chutz. And if any of these were reduced and one of them offered them outside, he's not chayev. Is the Mishnah not talking about a case that became reduced outside? Right? So we see them, one who burns a carbon that was reduced outside does not become chayev. Nah, lo d'chasav b'fnim. Talking about that became chaser when it's inside. Okay, so next part of the Mishnah, makriv kachim. Somebody goes to makriv the meat of kachim. Amai, why is one chayev for bringing up the emurim that are attached to the meat? Vayikach chatzitza. Is a chatzitza between the if the bones are put over there, the meat of them are other than that of an ola are not fit to be burned. So it comes between the emurim, which is attached at the top of which is attached and between that and the Mizbeach, and prevents the Emurim from being considered as being brought upon the altar. Amar Shmuel Kishehafcham. We're talking about a case where you flip over the pieces that the Emurim are touching the Mizbeach. Rav Yochanan Amar, feel the Temeshalach, and you didn't flip it. V'haman, who is that? Rav Shemini, the Amar. I feel Allah, a seller chayv. Remember, we said that yesterday. He said, even if you bring it up on a seller, you're also going to be chayv. Since somebody doesn't have to bring it on the Mizbeach altogether, the fact that the meat is being a chatzitza between the Emurim and the Mizbeach, it's not going to cause a problem. Rav Amar, Rav gives another answer. Rav says, min b'mino in a chotzitz. If it's its own min, it's not a chatzitza. It's both the meat and the fat, right? The emurim are animal parts of the animal, and they're considered the same type, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza. Zok the next halakh mishnah mincha shelo nikmitza v'yikriva b'chutz. Let's say you have a mincha that kamitza wasn't taken off of it. That's what you do with the garb mincha. If you do kamitza, you separate part of it. Putter. He is going to be putter. Someone who's makrivit. outside, you do it b'chutz. Comes of a chazak, comes to the socha. Let's say he did kmitza on it, and its komitz came back to it. The kri b'chutz chayev, and he's still going to be chayev. Says Gemara v'almai, why should one be chayev for burning a komitz which is mixed into the mincha? Livatu shirayim l'komitz. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let the shirayim be mevatel. It's a leftover mincha, the part of the mincha left after the komitz removed. It should be a bottle berov. It's like it's not even there. So someone who burned the mixture outside would burn no more than the mincha's remainder. With you know the shirayim, it shouldn't be a problem. And for the Gemara, Rebbe Zera, Nemar Aktar, but komitz Nemar Aktar be shirayim. Ma Aktar is komitz ain komitz mevatel chaveru. Afar Aktar is shirayim ain shirayim mevatel komitz. Right. So just like in reference to the burning of the komitz, one komitz is not mevatel another one. So too with the burning of the leftover the mincha, the leftover does not nullify the komitz. Says the next day, like a mishnah, komitz al levana shehikrif es echad min b'chutz. The komitz and levana of a mincha that somebody offered. They're a makriv, one of them outside, chayef. Person is going to be chayef for that. Rabbi Elazar Potachi Yaakov Zasheni. He says, you're only going to be chayef if you did the second one also. Echad mifnim v'echad b'chutz, chayef. If you offered one of them inside and one of them outside, chayef, he's going to be chayef. Another makriv, right? For example, he burned the komitz properly on the mizbech and then burned the lavona outside. Both chum and relish are going to be maskim that he's going to be chayef. Shnei bezichei lavona shigrif v'echad b'chutz. You have two spoons of lavona of the lachem upon him, one of them he was makriv. All right. Shigur v'zechad mehem b'chutz. Yeah, one of them outside. Chayev. He's going to be chayev. Rabbi Elazar poter atch Yaakov d'sheni. He's going to pater him until he offers up the second one also. Echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz. If he offered one of them inside and the other outside, chayev is going to be chayev. Says Gemara, Bari Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Komitz ma'u shiyatir k'negu b'shiram. What's the din in reference to whether a komitz will matir against itself a part of the leftover of the mincha? Right, we're talking about somebody who burns on the mizbeach only the komitz of a mincha and not the levona. Right, in order to matir eating the part of the mincha. He then separates a part of the mincha using the breira to identify lemafreya, the part of the mincha against which the komitz is burnt. Rav Yitzchak now is asking whether this part of the mincha becomes mutter to eat or whether the entire mincha remains aser until the levona is also burnt. Mishra Shari, Okluche Miklash. Is the burning of the komitz matir half of the mincha entirely or does it just weaken the iser of the whole mincha? Alibi the man, according to who does he want to know, is he asking? He says you can do pigle even through an intent during part of the matir. He clearly holds that burning the komitz entirely is going to matir part of the mincha. You can't do it. He doesn't do either of them. So it's not to assume that it's necessarily one or the other. Right? No, it says low mission shavu, low mikos kalish. Maybe burning the komitz is not going to matir part of the mincha. It's also not going to weaken the yeser. Ella libido belazer. It's going to a belazer who patirs someone who burns a komitz outside without its levona. Belazer karabanan svirale. Damer ein mefalgan bechatzi matir. There's no pigle with a chatzi matir. Ella libido rabbanon. Right. So why does the chachamim assume that it's necessarily one or the other one? Oh, I think it went backwards. Okay, let's try that again. The question is according to the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, who say one's going to be chayev for bringing outside either the komitz or the levona by themselves. And therefore, the question was according to them, my, what's going to be the din? Mishnah Sharia Kalush Miklash, and the Gemara says, Teku, good question, we leave it. Okay, now let's talk about dam. Hazorik mitzvahs dam and b'chus, someone who throws part of the blood. Right on the they bring it up out on the mizbeach part of it. Peep, turn the page. Kufyot on the base. Chayev, they're going to be chayev. Rabbi Lazar Omer Af Hamanasich Mechag Bechag Bechutz Chayev. Also, someone who uses the Mechag, that's the waters of Sukkot, and they use that They take from it on Sukkos, and they do it outside of Menachem Yom. It's going to be chayv. Menachem Yom is Shiyari Adam Sheikriv Vachutz. If one offered the Shiyari Adam outside, chayv, he will be chayv. Amar Rava, Umad Rabbi Elazar B'dam and Rabbi Elazar admits he's Moda. In the case of somebody who throws part of the bloods outside, he's going to be chayv. This time we looked in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon Omer, Mimakum Shapasak Umaskil. From the place where the coin ended, putting the blood of the first animal, that's where he starts the remaining placements with the blood of the second animal. He's not chayav to repeat any of the previous stuff. So each inner application is valid independently. Someone who does one of them outside is going to be chayav. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, next part of the Mishnah, Afam Nasach Me'achag B'chutz is going to be chayav. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Nachum Yodfa'a. Rabbi Lazar Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amar. Rabbi Lazar said this in the name according to his Rabbi Rabbi Akiva. Tamar Nisach HaMayim Doraisa. He says it's Doraisa Nisach HaMayim. The time on Sukkos. The time of the Doraisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Akiva says, that's what he says, you have to bring the carbon tamid with its nesachim, un nesachecha, b'shnei nisuchim akasa medaber, with two types of stocking, echad nisuch hamayim, echad nisuch hayayin. So we see Rabbi Akiva holds that brought on Sukkos is midaraisa. Since Rabbi Elazar says that somebody who does this outside is going to be chayav, you must agree with Rabbi Akiva that it's a daraisa de gazach. Now, comes along, Rish Lakish says, now hold on one second, Yochanan. Amalei Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. If it's true that Relazar holds that the pasuk and it's that the and when it says unsachea, it's talking about the wine and the water, imal hol shloshes lugin, he should hold that just like there by wine it's three lug to do it. Afkan shloshes lugin, so too when it comes to the water it should be three lug. For Relazar may vahar Rabbi Elazar may achag ka'amar. But Rabbi Elazar said simply just the waters of the chag, which implies that he holds that the water, the Nisach HaMayim, doesn't require a measurement of three lug. It just says, Me'achag. Says Rashi, Vafil Pachas Mishlosh HaLug, and Dikil Amanda Amar, but lug, Ahoy HaMenasech, do him with a lug. Another question, Ima, Lohol HaMashayim HaSashana, if Rabbi Elazar holds that it's Pasach, Unisach HaSach, talking about wine and water, then he should hold just like there, about the wine, one is chayav for pouring it outside during the rest of the days of the year. Avkam shlish b'chag, so too should be the rest of the year also. Rabbi Elazar b'chag amis, it's a problem only on chag. So it must be Rabbi Elazar is not basing his din on Rabbi Akiva. Ishtamitze ha adam Rav Asi. It escaped Rav Menachem, that which was later said by Rav Asi. Adam Rav Asi. The Yomer Rav Asi, Yomer Rav Yochanan Mishomer Ben Chonya Yish Bekas Bischarson, Asin Etios Arava V'Nisach HaMayim Halacha Moshe Misinai. So you see, there's no deraisa source that Nisach HaMayim, other than that of Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. There is a source on the Rabbi Akiva. And that's where he's getting his din from. That's where he's saying his psak from. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan. Hamenasech shloshes lugin mayim b'chag b'chutz chayv. If somebody pours three lug of water outside during the chag, he's going to be chayv. Rabbi Lazar Omer, im milan l'shem chag chayv. If he filled up a kli with them in order to makdish them for that, if the chag, he's going to be chayv. My b'nai would simply teach them. I'm Rabbi Nachman. It's like b'yeshir b'mayim k'mifkli. It's in whether there is an upper measurement for the water, for the mayim, that they are arguing about. That is the machloket. That is the machloket. Both of Elazar and the Tanakhama are asking that the Nisach HaMayim needs a minimum three lugin. They only argue about whether there's an upper limit. Tanakhama holds that there's no limit. You can keep going. So therefore he says somebody who pours three lug is going to be chayef. And he means that one who pours at least three lug, not exactly, one who pours more than three lug, however, is also going to be chayef. And since the Tanakhama doesn't put an upper limit on the size, right, he also puts another, the same idea with the Kli Sharis. That's used to be makdashit. Now, even though a large one has to be poured into a large vessel, the vessel is going to be makdashit. Since a large nisach is acceptable, right? So the kli is going to make the water ra'oi for pouring on the
Mizbeach, and one who offers that tzar is going to be chayev. Rabbi Lazar holds that water, the nisach hamayim, must be exactly 3 lug, no less and no more. Since he limits the size, he also must limit the size of the kli that's used to be makdash it. Because the kli, sharis, can only be makdash something that is roi to it. So, if let's say they were going to do 6 lug in a larger kli, and they were going to separate 3 for the nisach hamayim, it wouldn't work. Because this oversized shtickle over here is not recognized as a legal thing altogether. It cannot be considered fit for consecration in the Kli Sharis. So it's not fit for the Beis HaMikdash. For the Mizbeach. And one who offers part of it outside is if we're not going to be chayv. Rabbi Lazar is saying that one is chayv only if the Kli was filled for the purpose of the Chag. And what does he mean by that? By filling it, it must be like that water of the chag, it's going to be exactly 3 lug, no more, no less. Rav Papa Omar, he gives another answer. Peep, turn the page. Bekarvo nesachim b'midbar pli. We're actually talking about a very specific thing. The nesachim that were brought in the midbar. That's what they're arguing over. Well, as it says that they were not offered at all. And the Tanakhama says that they were offered in the mizbeach. In the midbar. Avina Amar gives another answer. He says, "Belemedim nisach hamayim nisach hayayin pligi." As a matter of fact, whether we learn out the nisach hamayim from the nisach hayayin, that is where their machlokas is. Let's take it one step back. So we said that their argument b'nei Yisrael brought nisachim in the midbar. Now the Torah commands to bring nisachim when you come to Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham say the nisachim were already brought in the midbar. So we have to say that when they came in, they would be brought also on private bamas, which will become mutter without the kli sharis. Therefore, someone's going to be chayiv for halos chutz of water, even without a kli sharis. Rabbi Lazar says the nisachim were not brought in the midbar. The Torah is commanding to bring the nisachim in the mikdash in Eretz Yisrael on the kli sharis. Therefore, there's no source to be mechayev for water b'chutz unless it was huktash in the kli sharis. Ravina says, "B'lamedim nisuch hamayim nisuch hayayin pligi." Everyone's maskim that the nisachim of wine were brought in the midbar and on private bar mitzvahs so without a kli sharis. So therefore, one is going to be chayev for halos chutz of wine even without a kli sharis. The machlok is whether or not we learn nisuch hamayim from nisuch hayayin as well. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.